good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, March 19th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we are very pleased to have Elise Wheeler with the Carrollton Writers Guild, as well as Kaylee Dahlmeyer from West Georgia Regional Library System in the studio with us today. We're chatting a bit about the upcoming Book Fest, as well as the One Book, One Community event that is going to be, that is partnered with the Writers Guild and the Book Fest. And, you know, like we say, rising tides raise all ships, so what a perfect match to partner together. We're very, very pleased to have them in the studio with us today. If we could, why don't we get a little background on each of you? And once you tell us a bit about yourself, tell us a bit about the organization you represent. If we could, let's start with a Kaylee Dahlmeyer with the West Georgia Regional Library System. Tell us a bit about you and a bit about the WGRLS.
Well, good morning. Josh said, my name is Kaylee Dahlmeyer, and I'm the Marketing and Outreach Manager for West Georgia Regional Library System. I've been working in the library for about 4 years now in my current position, and I love my job. It's great. I get to tell people how amazing the library is, and that's really great. And with West Georgia, we have started to get more involved in like the community by partnering with like the Carrollton Writers Guild and stuff like that. And I've been sort of taking on more projects as like the outreach manager and doing different things like what we're going to be talking about today.
Excellent, excellent. Elise, same question / request. Tell listeners a bit about you and a bit about the Carrollton Writers Guild.
Well, the Carrollton Writers Guild has been in existence for a little over 25 years now. And I've been a member for the last eight of the president for this last year and a half. We've gone from about 20 members when I first joined up to over 50 members now. It's a great group. It's read and critique, basically. We try to encourage folks to get their story down on paper. And the critiques are honest and professional, but they're also kind. You know, so we really want to encourage folks. We have Just Poetry Group, which their poetry reading is coming up on April 19th. April 18th, Friday night, April 18th. But our Just Prose Group is the one that's really sponsoring the Book Fest. And we have, as you know, an event on Friday night that's free and open to the public, which is a play that has been created by the Writers Guild and is being put on by the Carroll County Community Theater.
Oh, yeah. Is Dwayne Soles directing
Dwayne
that?
I can't say it
I
today.
Call him Dwayne Swole when he's been in the gym for a while. He's got a good pump going. Yeah.
He is a fantastic person. He's part of our guild and is a writer himself with his Blueberrians at the Gate.
Oh, yeah.
But he's also an excellent director. And this year's a little different. It's going to be a radio play. So it ought to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be cool.
We have a good time. But the guild is open to anyone over 18 or to younger if the parents come along. So we encourage all genres. We have memoirs. We have suspense. We have fantasy. You know, we've got a little bit of everything.
No doubt about it. I love it. Between the two of you, you guys have a bit of everything. I mean, with the library system, any book, any DVD, any Blu-ray, microfiche, whatever you could imagine, you can get it through there.
And we're working to populate the library.
What a synergy. You're filling the shelves up. That's so cool. Great. Well, if we could throw it back to Kaylee, if you could. Tell us a bit about One Book, One Community. Maybe a bit about the history of the conception and how it came together.
Yeah, for sure. So it started, myself and several of my coworkers from WGRS are in a group called Carroll Allied Libraries. And it's basically different librarians and library type educators in Carroll County. And it started off as like a support group, like where we update each other on what's going on in our area of the library world and things like that. And last year we decided that we wanted to take on a project together. And we came up with the idea of doing a One Book, One Community event, which is essentially like a giant community-wide book club. Several libraries like across the country and even across the state have done something like this. Fulton County does a big one that they've done for years, I believe, and we sort of modeled after them. And we decided that we wanted to bring that to Carroll County, and so we began planning with a subcommittee and we created this outline of like when we like wanted to hit like our planning marks, all stuff. And the first thing that we wanted to sort of tackle is figure out what book we wanted to be for the event, which seemed like an easy task at the time. But knowing that it's a bunch of librarians and people who love to read, there were a lot of options. And so it took several rounds of reviews and revisions and debates to like narrow it down. And we started to like sort of think about like what types of books were going to fit best in our community and things like that. And we have this software available through like the public library called Library IQ, which is something, it's a tool that librarians can use to analyze our collection. And we noticed that a lot of the top circulating books were contemporary or like romance type books. And so whenever we started looking at community partners to like get more involved in our One Book, One Community project, Elise Wheeler told us about the authors that were going to be at the Carrollton Book Fest, and we started looking at those to see if any of those authors would fit what we were looking for. And that's sort of how we narrowed it down to Tara Shelton Harris, who wrote One Summer in Savannah. And so that's sort of how like we got into it. And we reached out to see if Elise would be willing to partner with us, and we would sort of cross promote each other since the book festival is a newer thing and we want to encourage it since it's wanting to focus on readers and libraries, you know, serve readers. So that's sort of like how it started and how we sort of developed it.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, time is 8:37. We'll go ahead and knock out our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Elise Wheeler with the Carrollton Writers Guild and Kaylee Dahlmeyer with West Georgia Regional Library System as we chat more about One Book, One Community and the upcoming Book Fest. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
And good morning. Welcome back to Community Voice. Today's Wednesday, March 19th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we are chatting with Elise Wheeler with the Carrollton Writers Guild and Kaylee Dahlmeyer with West Georgia Regional Library System as we chat about their partnership on One Book, One Community, a partnership between the Writers Guild and the Library System, the Writers Guild being known for their Book Fest, quite an excellent event. It's only gotten bigger and better each year, so they, of course, were the natural partner to come together and help this One Book, One Community event take shape. So, well, let's throw it back over to Elise. Elise, we got a little background on a One Book, One Community, kind of how it started coming together. Let's talk about Book Fest.
Okay. The Book Fest, this is our third year, and each year we've done something a little bit different. And this year we are trying to promote it to readers. And so I've been out visiting with a number of the book clubs in the region to let them know that we aren't just about writers. Now, we do have activities on Friday that are writer-focused. We have two great workshops that I'd like to promote just real quick. One of them is Lola Schaefer, who is an award-winning children's author and educator, and she is doing a workshop on the craft of writing a marketable children's book. So if you've ever thought about writing for your children or your grandchildren, this is a great full day of creativity with Lola. And the other is if you've got a manuscript sitting there and you don't know what to do next, George Weinstein and Kim Conray are coming to talk about pathways to publication. Both of these workshops are still open, and the tickets are on Eventbrite. So if you need more information. But we're really excited that they chose Tara because she was a speaker for us last year and magnificent speaker. She's also just a charming and lovely woman, and she's just so much fun to talk to. So to bring her back this year was exciting for us as well.
And she's a librarian too, right?
Yes, she is a librarian in Dothan, Alabama. She's also a photographer. We tried to display her photography last year, but there was some kerfuffle in her travel plans. And this year they're building a house, and so she didn't have time to bring the photographs. But we'll get her here yet with her photography. But some of the other people in the group are Mary Martha Green, who is known as the Cheese Biscuit Queen. She's coming to talk. Her latest book is The Cheese Biscuit Queen, Kiss My Aspic, which I love that title. We also have Brett Witter, who is known as one of the authors of The Monument Men, which was the George Clooney movie. So he's going to be great. McCracken Poston Jr. is coming. He's a criminal lawyer that has written a true crime book about a case, a very important case that he was involved in. And also our keynote speaker, featured author, is Karen White, who is well known for her Trad Street series set in Savannah, which is paranormal and romance kind of all mixed up together. So all of these things are going to be fabulous. We had Tara scheduled for one cozy session, our conversation with, because we're keeping the numbers small. But now Tara's also going to be interviewed by Matt Jolly on Saturday morning so that the people who have been part of the One Book, One Community can come and hear her speak. And I think it'll be a really exciting event.
So that's kind of that's the culmination of all the community picking this book, or the library system selecting this book out of all the different selections or recommendations. It worked out beautifully because she had been here before and did an excellent job on her presentation. So this will be the opportunity for all the folks in the community who have been reading that book and have been kind of a part of this, community-wide book club. They'll get to hear her speak and ask her questions about the book and hear her thoughts.
Yeah. And there's going to be a book signing as well.
Yes. There'll be an opportunity. I think you should talk about how many books you've actually given out through the library.
Yeah. So we wanted this to be a big event where we wanted to try to get as many people involved. And we've had a couple of our libraries host book clubs for this community read. We partnered with Underground Books. Shout out to them. They donated 170 copies for us to give away. And that has been fantastic to help get this book in the hands of readers. And then we also have copies, of course, available through the library on Hoopla and Libby. And so we try to make this book as accessible as possible for readers. And it's been really great. We've been promoting it in our libraries, and they've been giving out the books like crazy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and Tara will be available at two different times during the day to sign the books. So even if you don't come to hear her speak necessarily, come by get a signature, get an autograph.
Oh, that's great. So that's an opportunity for everybody that has been reading the book. And the name of the book one more time?
One Summer in Savannah.
One Summer in Savannah.
And there are still copies available at Neva Loam's Memorial Library in Carrollton. If anyone wants to come and pick up a copy, it's free for them to keep, and they can take it and get it signed and all that great stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah, and a shout out to our book vendor, Book Miser. They will be there, and they'll also have copies for sale.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, well, this is the opportunity for folks in the community that have been reading the book to get to get their copy signed, and shout out to this partnership that has made that possible. So, as far as BookFest, are there any other things that we might want to mention? Any other elements? Will there be any books for sale? Any other points of BookFest we might want to hit?
Yeah. Thanks for letting me get back in on that. Anel, who runs Book Miser, fabulous personality, will also have Tara's second book available for purchase as well. But all of our authors will have books there. We also, because we've had such good support from a couple of other organizations, we'll have Wild Women Who Write will be there with their books for sale. And we've also partnered with Sisters in Crime Atlanta, and they will have some of their folks there also with their books.
Excellent.
You know, in years past, we've had various authors who were not necessarily presenters but had tables to sell. We weren't doing that this year because we really wanted to support these other two organizations that have been good to us.
Absolutely.
And there will also be a table for some of our own Carrollton Writers Guild authors to be promoting their own books.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will we'll wrap up our conversation with Elise Wheeler and Kaylee Dahlmeyer as we chat more about One Book, One Community and the upcoming Book Fest. Maybe when we come back, we can chat about some upcoming events and programs you can keep an eye out for. And, of course, leave you with some links and information where you can learn more about both of these organizations and both of these awesome events. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
We're back to Community Voice, Wednesday, March 19th. If you're just tuning in, this morning's episode of Community Voice will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticommunications.com. So be sure to check it out and check out the full story. You can also share the link to that podcast on your social media. Spread the good word about the partnership between the West Georgia Regional Library System and the Carrollton Writers Guild for the upcoming Book Fest, where it'll be the culmination of the West Georgia Regional Library System's One Book, One Community event, celebration. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a community-wide book club. So everybody's been able to read the same book. And, of course, the author will be there in person to talk and ask questions to and see if she'll sign your book and everything. So mm-hmm. We got about 7 minutes left. If we could, Kaylee, tell us about some upcoming events through the West Georgia Regional Library System.
So the Carrollton Book Fest is actually like perfect timing because it's on April 5th and it's right before National Library Week, which I believe takes place April 6th through 12th, 13th, whatever that following week is. And for National Library Week, we always try to like highlight some different things. We have a couple different things going on. We have, for the past couple years, have done a coffee partnership with some local businesses, and we're finalizing the details on that now, but it's where we partner with some of the local coffee businesses in our region to give out library-branded coffee sleeves, and they often create a library-themed drink for customers to buy. And it's just a way for us to get our name out there to people who might not normally visit the library. And that's really a fantastic partnership that I look forward to doing every year. So that's coming up in April. And then, of course, we have summer reading that's going to be June through July. That's a big thing that we do every year, and it just keeps growing from year to year. We also have some book lockers that are on the way. This is something that is going to be a new service that we provide where people can pick up their books after hours. And those are being installed now, so those are going to be coming out hopefully later this spring.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Elise, tell us about some upcoming things folks might want to keep an eye out for the Writers Guild.
Well, April is also National Poetry Month. And so that's why our poetry subgroup is doing what they call Local Voices, an evening of poetry. This was an event that was initiated by Eleanor Holmes. And unfortunately, we lost Eleanor this spring. She was a major mover and shaker for the group. But I know her spirit will continue on with us. So it will be Friday evening, April 18th at 6. There's a reception and then a poetry reading. And it's really great because they started out with four or five poets, and now we have over 11 who are going to be offering their poetry to the public. And it's everything from very serious to very, I don't want to say frivolous, but fun type poetry. So it's something we really hope that the public will come and be part of.
That's awesome. Yeah, I had a chance to see some of the poetic tributes to Mrs. Holmes. That was it's a sad loss. I know that she was very loved by a lot of people by the Writers Guild in its entirety, but I know a lot of folks in the community as well.
Oh, she was such a strong supporter of the arts. She worked tirelessly with the Carrollton Civic Women's Club. Who have also supported us, particularly with the high school creative writing competition, which we also helped to sponsor through the Carrollton Center for the Arts. We couldn't do this without the Carrollton Center for the Arts. Tim Chapman and his people are fantastic. Also a shout out to Linda Fulford and her family. They've supported us. Abby Wharton at the Wharton Insurance Group, Jim Carter at Sit and Sleep. You know, we are really growing in terms of the community support for our activities.
Perfect. So it looks like we have about a minute left. If we could, tell us where folks can learn more, and then Elise, and then we'll go to Kayla.
About the Book Fest, it's carrolltonbookfest.com. And about the Writers Guild, it's carrolltonwritersguild, all one word, .org. And we're open to visitors coming and seeing what we do. And we're tickets for the Book Fest event are at Eventbrite, but we also will welcome walk-ins as long as there's space available. So if you could just get up on that Saturday morning and decide, everything starts at 10 o'clock. So come join us, and we're going to have for the groups coffee and pastries in the morning and wine and cheese in the afternoon.
Excellent. Kaylee, same question.
Yeah. So you can find a lot of our updates on our social media, West Georgia Regional Library System. We post about the One Book, One Community updates. We post about library programs, things that we're doing in the community, different things like that. So that's really the best place to find us. And then also our website, wgrls.org.
Perfect. Well, Kaylee, Elise, thank you both for the work you do for the community and for coming on the program today. And to everyone who tuned in with us, we'll see you next time.